from the Texas State Network, TSN Agribusiness presents Shoot the Bull with TSN Ag Director Tony Purcell.
Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, when most people think of the Texas wine country, they think of the Hill Country. But Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says vineyards are taking root across the state.
Texas is very blessed to have a diverse agricultural production throughout the Lone Star State. And in addition to famous grapefruit that is grown in the Rio Grande Valley, Tony, producers are now growing wine grapes. Researchers and persistent growers have spent 15 years researching great varieties that could thrive in the South Texas environment and still produce a desirable wine. The wine and grape industry has a $1.7 billion economic impact in Texas, and the Valley is now contributing to this number.
So how long have they been growing grapes?
Well, the region actually has some history with winemaking going back to the mid-19th century, but today it's gained a whole new prominence. Cultivating grapes that have a natural resistance to disease was a key factor in producing these grapes. Once that was accomplished, the Valley began to see an increase in wine grapes over the past several years. Now there are approximately 15 grape growers contributing to 50 acres of production. They've become the drivers of the Valley's emerging vineyard industry.
So are there wineries there?
Jorge Jabur, owner of Jabur Estate Winery, actually celebrated the winery's grand opening earlier this year in Mission, Texas. This is the second year his vineyard has been harvested, and it's estimated that he will make a total of 25,000 bottles of red and white wine from both harvests.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.